Architects in the Sunshine State are bracing for changing coastlines. The state's industry group wants their members and clients to accommodate 3 feet of sea level rise in their design plans. Andrew Hayes is the past president of the American Institute of Architects Florida chapter. He hopes builders will start rethinking urban planning now, especially those in the public sector.
The water is coming. Let's set aside this circular discussion about at what rate and have the conversation on the front end of these large capital investments.
Architects, along with civil engineers and landscapers, are already drafting plans to accommodate water and not just block it. Ideas include using native plants as a natural buffer and elevating roads and sidewalks. Here's Hayes again.
The challenge for us as architects is to figure out how we design buildings to accommodate this without separating people from the land, because putting everything up on stilts is not a realistic answer.
Data from Google Earth shows South Florida is particularly vulnerable to sea level rise. Portions of Miami, Key West, and St. Petersburg all lie below the 3-foot water mark. But all low-lying areas, even miles from the coast, may be at risk. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.